ויאן דף אין בייס עמד בייס, אמר רבי אלעזר, אורו שהיזו הזו סייק שאלו. אין אורו מייד הזו, אפות המי חטוס, איז דה הזו אז קושה. מי די דהב ורעטבו יוים, צעמי כמה מצינו פעם עטבו יוים, שאף על פי שאוסר בתרומה, עטבו יוים איז נא פמידת תאי תרומה, is kosher bepore, aber tfu yoim is kosher bemaise pore, is kosher to be maze mechatos. So who had in oru, even though he's also betrume, is mutter bepore. So the Gemara says, I have a pirchan des mamatino, male tfu yoim, she came mutter bemaise, that means tfu yoim has more coolest than Oral has. A Tvu Yoim is Mutter to eat Maise Sheini, and the Oral is also to eat Maise Sheini. So it's a Pircha and the Limut. So Rabbi Lozo said, Oto Anam Lachila Kamrinen. When we're speaking about that an Oral is Kosher Lepore, do we mean to say that an Oral is Kosher to eat a Poradum? We're speaking about Hilchas Achila. If we'd be learning that an oral is mutter to eat a pora, that would be the diyun. So then you're right. Then we can't learn out hilches achilas pora from tvu yoim, because tvu yoim is more kill than oral. Tvu yoim is mutter bachilas maise sheini, and oral is also bachilas maise sheini. Anan lenegiye kamrinen. We're learning out from Negiah. We're learning Hazor from Negiah. Anam le Negiah Kamrina. The whole Inyan is not an Inyan of Achila. The whole Inyan is an Inyan of Negiah. Umat vu yoim sha'osa be Negiah de Trume. Mutar bepore. Oru shemutar be Negiah and edin shemutar bepore. From the Mashal would seem we're learning out Azoyas Mechatos from Negiyas Trume. That means we see that Negiyas Trume is more chomer than Azoyas Mechatos, because Negiyas Trume is also Betvuyoyim. Azoyas Mechatos is Muta Betvuyoyim. So Memele, and by Negiyas Trume, an oral is mutter. So we're saying that hazoya, which is more kill than negiyah, that a tvuyam is mutter bazoya, so its zikha should have the coolest of negiyah. That means if oral is mutter by negiyah, so about the givis oral should be mutter bazoya. We're learning God hazoya from negiyah. Tanya nami hochi. So the Gemara says there's a baraisa that says like that. Oru shehizo hazo'osa ikshayra. Umaisa hoya bichshiru chachomim hazo'osa. Let us see Rashi. Tvuyoyim osa betrume lekamon by pilke kroi dorshinen, that a tvuyoyim is osa betrume. Mutter lazo. Lahazeis al tome meis. כי דאמר לקמם בשמיתן, לימד על תבויים שקושר בפורה. So the Gemara says, ענן באכילה כמרינה בתמיה, וכי ענן לאכילה דפורה, אדומה כמבין אלי, אוי מרבה that an oral is permitted to eat a פורה אדומה, דתיפרו יחתימה באור שעושה באכילה סמייסה, לפי כחושה בפורה. If we be speaking about הולכס אכילה, so then you have a פירחה, in הולכס אכילה, so tvu yoim is more kill than oral. Tvu yoim is muta b'maisa sheini, and oral is also b'maisa sheini. L'negiye ba'alme kosherin alay, u'b'negiye leka lakshuye toime ba'oru sha'osu b'negiye smaisa. In negiye we don't find any chumras of oral. In negiye fakert, oral is kill, is more kill than tvu yoim. Da fülle mir gies kotschi mutte. Wachi da schien. Umat vu joim.
שאוסו בנגיעה דתרומה, כדגמרינה לקמה, how do we know that it will yem is also negiyah d'trume? Because the pasuk says, Miba mayim yuvo v'tomeya ba'orev. V'hoch en negiyah hi. The bekli mishtoikro. The pasuk is speaking about a keli that was tomei. So the pasuk says, you have to table the keli, and you cannot use the keli for trume till after Harav Shemesh. So if we're speaking about a keli that is not permitted to be put trum in it, so we're speaking about negiyas tvu yoyim betrum. And it says in this pasuk, a negiyas also. Is muta bahazo de pore, oru shemuta, benegiyas yizichem muta bahazo. Zokte gemore, meisvei. I have a kasha on Rabbi Lozo. He says, Rabbi Lozo Lamaise said that an oral is mutter bepore. Kavochayma von Tvuyoy, meisve, tumtum shekidesh. A tumtum was mekadesh eifer pore. He was ma'arev eifer pore with maim chayim. Kidushay posel, mibnei shehu sofik oru. Atumtum is a sofik oru. For oru posel le kaddish. And an oru is posel le kaddish. Vandreigen is shekidesh. An andreigen is that was nimu. Kidushay kosher. So the kiddish is a kosher kiddish. Rabbi Yehuda Omer af andreigen is shekidesh kedusha of psulim. Not only a tumtum is posel, as ordered by you said. Now andreigen is also posel. Mnei she sofik ishe. Because andreigen is a sofik ishe. The ishe psulim ilakadish. Ketani miya oral vesofik oral posel ilakadish. So we have here Akash and Rabbi Lozo. Atfuyoim is muta b'maise pore. Seems by Kiddush also, atfuyoim is muta. And then according to you, son oral shezicha be muta, and an oral is possible the Kaddish. Omar Rav Yosef, hai tane, tone de vei Rabbi Kiva hu, de marbilei la oral ketomi. So Rav Yosef said that this Tana that says that an oral is posel a Kaddish, he holds like Rabbi Kiva. The Sanye Rabbi Kiva Oimer Ish Ish Le Rabbi is a oral. And Rabbi Kiva holds oral Ketome. So let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Oru shamuta shekidesh sheirev eifer b'mayim. Androgynous mohu shekidesh kedusha kosher. Shefilu isha ksheiro lekadesh l'rabonam lekamin yalfinon tamayu. Rabbi Kiva bereish pirken ishish mizera ari. Is midarobi lo oru gabi tmeim. So Rashi says that this is pshat in Rabbi Yosef Teretz. Rabbi Kiva. The whole iso trume that an oral is also betrume because it says ish ashehi etzaruah oizot. So the Torah was marba oral gabi tmeim. Shma mino dechiyad dodinino. That they're the same oral kitome. That's the ritas loshen aparsha. Vafilu lenegiya de trume also. So Rabbi Yosef said ashtik teira, amoyra de keiluyis, that Rabbi Lozer is amoyra de kalamdun. Rabbi Lozer said a beautiful kalvachayma. We learn out hazoya from negiya, and if tvuyayim is mutaba hazoya, even though it's also be negiya is trume, so. Kalvachayma oru, that's muta benegiya, zicha muta ba'azoya. Meredike. So yeah, but that's a meredike limut, 100%. No, you found that a Tana says that an oru is also b'maisepo. That's Rabbi Kiva. because Rabbi Kiva holds oral ketome, and an oral, according to him, is also benegiyas truma also. So if an oral is also benegiyas truma, so you don't have a kal v'chaim anymore. The whole thing worked with a kal v'chaim that oral is killed and t'muyayim. According to Rabbi Kiva, the oral ketome, so it's verkehrt, an oral is worse than a t'muyayim. A t'muyayim is a partial toil. Oral ketome. He's like a tome. No, an oral is like a tome. So my male is worse than a tvuyayim. So could be, even though a tvuyayim is kosher bepora, but an oral is possible. And he's also possible when he gives trume. That was Rav Yosef's teretz. Omar Rove have a yesivne kame de Rav Yosef. I was sitting in front of Rav Yosef. Rabbi Yosef said, oh, ketome, that means it's like a tome, and there's dini negiye, just like a tome, is the hilchas negiye is not allowed to be negiye. Oh, ketome. Vekoshali, I had a this teretz of menishke fallen. Loi lishtame tane, velisne ha'orl va'atome, veleime rabbi kivi. And shas, I never found a tane should say oral ketome legabi negiye. That's Rabbi Yisrael's hashtik teir. Let's see Rashi. Leilishtamet im ise de Rabbi Kiva lechol mili oral ketome mashvila. If Rabbi Yisrael is right that according to Rabbi Kiva lechol mili and oral is like ketome, leilishtamet tane ba'alme the listen linyan magetumis. When you're speaking about magetum ha'oral v'atome kiadodi, we should see this in Seder Taris that Rabbi Kiva holds an oral ketome. The name of Rabbi Kivi midoloy ashkechin hochi. In Gan Shas we don't find such a thing. Legabi magetume. That an anoral, the mage of an anoral is equivalent to the mage of a tome. Ishma mino, is ocha mishum chumra de pori. That the reason, not the way Rabbi Yosef said, because it's going according to Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Kiva holds that anoral ketome. No, mishum chumra de pori. And we have to understand that it's meisveips. Rabbi Lozel set up such a teira that in pore an oral can't be worse than a tvuyayim. That was Rabbi Lozel's such a teira. Here it says nitazai. Here it says that mishum chumra de pore for some reason an oral is more chumra than a tvuyayim. It's a meisveitak. It's not like Rabbi Lozo. But Rabbi Yosef shtik teire that oral ketome, that a mager oral is like a mager tome. That's amuyim de kechidish, and it should say someplace. And if it doesn't say, it's a riot. It's no such thing. So Rabbi Yosef answered him, "Veloy, what do you mean that it doesn't say?" Voktoni ha'orul v'atome p'turi min ariye. It says ha'orul tome apot min ariye. So the Gemara answers, hosom mishum demois. Demois lirois bazore. I'd like to say over, the Zamirdike Rabchaim ala shas. That's Meir Einayim. Explains our sugya. Vehine kushyas ravehi the loy omar. Now, what's the machlokes over here, Rove and Rabbi Yosef? So Rab Chaim says as follows. Behine kushis rovi dloi omar Rabbi Kiva oral ketome elo desvirle de yeshloi dine tume. That means he has a din, he has whatever dinim atome he has, an oral is also. אבל לא דלתמה במגוי, but not pshad is that he's a metame, does this, that's not all ketome, he is dinim of a tome. ולעניין פסול פורה, תולה היא מטעמה במגוי. פסול פורה is תולה היא מטעמה במגוי. So ממילא, so the Gemara says, what do you mean? Oral is not ketome? We learned oral is ketome. It says that an oral tome apart from inariya. So Rabbi Kiveg, so the Rabbi Chaim says, v'nei kushya sa Gemara t'mua mo'id. He says, he doesn't understand the Gemara's kasha. The my poch lo rovo mo da oral va tome p'tur min ariya. Da haf rovo mo'id da oral yesh lo idin tome lechol mil. That's sicher what Rabbi Kiveg said. No one disagrees with this, that Rabbi Kiva said, Oral Ketome, and all the dinim that apply to a Tome apply to an Oral. El Alinye Letame Yudapolik, he's a different Taine. Rabbi Yosef had said that an Oral is Metame like a Tome. So he said, no, there's no such thing. It should say and say the Taras that an oral is metame. Avogamus virulei the oral yeshloi din tume, bekiven the tome potem in a rigam oral potet yeshloi din tume. Umeheichem mucha. Behod the potem in a rie, from that that is potem in a rie, the oral ketome, gamlinye letame, the porch mise. Al Rove, the Gemara schlugs up Rove from Rie. Vahanire, so Rab Chaim says, Amir de Kizach. The Cholok Iser Bias Migdash Letmeyim, Mehadin Isa Achilas Kotchim Letmeyim. A Tommy is not permitted to eat Kodesh, and the Tommy is not permitted to go into the base of Migdash. The hod tomei also bachilas kochim. That would a tomei is not allowed to eat kochim. Ain't ze mishum de bachiloso yitame yesa kochim. Not because it'll be metame de kodish. Al da teure poslo esa tomei mechilas kochim. The din is a tomei is not permitted to eat kochim. Vechol sheshem tomei olav also lechel be kochim. That's the din that Tom is now to eat kochim. Avale inyan bias migdosh. Chodos rinen tomei lichnois. That would a Tom is not permitted to enter the base of migdosh. Mishum lo yetame esmachneim. The iser for my tomei to go into the base of migdosh, because he's metame the machne. Ho iseru mishum da osa lovi tume la zori, not allowed to be metame da zori. Veins a psul guf o odom. Napshad is that a tome is not permitted to enter the migdosh. It's a psul a guf like he's not allowed to eat kochim. The iser of a tome to enter the azor because he's metame the machne. The horay, how do you know that that's pshat? Shigam sheretz v'keilim t'meim gam ken nechlolim b'sazah. A person ought to bring in a sheretz into the Beis HaMikdosh. That pshat is the sheretz of the psul of zir. So pshat is the iser of tomei b'mikdosh is not allowed to be metam of the machne. That's the iser. Harei the iser hu ma she yitamei HaMikdosh. V'zeh de porich ha-gmore, so the gmore is tamoyre di kekashe an Rove. What are you telling me? Rove was saying, Rabbi Yosef, you went overboard. That what Rabbi Kiva says, oral ketome, doesn't mean that an oral is metame like a tome. Nah, he means that the dinim of a tome, he is also. The psulim of a tome, he is also. But here, this is only... It's negei azoy and negei. So here we have to see. So since he's muta ben negei, he's muta ba azoy. So the gemara is takashit. No, an oral is takem metame. Pturim in a riel rove dolin in riel tali bezem yochalichnes ba azoy. Vise knisel azoy mishim shemetame azoy. According to you, Yoni is a din tomei. I will cause man lo yemetami lo yemifte bekach miriye. The mitzad psul tume lo yoyos lichnis la migdish. Elevad ei dorul ketoni legamri gam li tamois. That was pshat in Rav Yosef's kasha and Rav. Beautiful. So what did the Gemara answer? So the Gemara answered, so Rav said, no. The reason that an oral is not permitted to enter the Beis HaMikdash, the Mois Lirois Bazor. It's a different time. Because he's not a time of the Machne. There's another Issa. A Tomei is not Mois, but a Tomei is a time of the Machne. A oral is not allowed to enter because he's Mois. The Mois Lirois Bazor. It's a different din. It's a different din. He is the same halacha like a tomei, but loy mi taimoy shel tomei. A time, a different timing gans. That's how Rab Chaim learns pshat in our Gemara. Now, let us see Tosfos. Shehizo, itzterich lashminen da'azok sheire. He's coming to tell us that the Zos Orelus Kosha Afogav the Osa Betrume Vekotchim Kitome, even though he's also Betrume Vekotchim, Abulagabi Yazoi, it's Mutta. Shemuta Benegia de Trume Nedin Shemuta Bepore. Bim Taime Mechusa Kapore Yechia, Shemuta Betrume Vosa Bepore. A Mechusa Kapore is Mutta Benegia Strume. And he's also bepor, b'yashloim edemala mechusa kapora shekein osa benegiyas kotshim. Mechusa kapora is osa benegiyas kotshim. Bikala mevet kalbo chayme mitavai, beka tavai von trumen kotshim. Ma tvu yoyim sha osa benegiyas truma ve kotshim. A tvu yoyim is osa benegiyas truma ve kotshim. Muta beporom. Orul shem muta benegiyas truma ve kotshim. And he didn't say muta bepore, the sulaka, lemaimim b'chusa kapore yechiyach. Hosom mishum demois. Vafilu rabbonon moida hosom de poto. So the first mahalach in Tosfos is that the reason that an oral is poto from Riyah has nothing to do with Rabbi Kive, with oral ketome. It's a different din. The Rabbonim don't hold oral ketomei. That's Rabbi Kiva's adroshe. They also hold that an oral is not permitted to go into the Beis HaMikdash. Why? There's no din of oral ketomei. So kochach, there's a new din. An oral is mois. That's pshat. Vim toimar. So now Tosfos has a problem. Bepeire kama de chagige. The Gemara darshins zechulcha lohoitzi esa lemutei tumtum. That a tumtum is potum in a ri. So Tosfos asks, lama lon zechulcha lemutei tumtum bandreigenis, kshebeyev mi bachut, steipet lei da orl hu de poto. So Tosfos asks, amoyra de kekashi, if you're telling me now, I feel according to the Rabbonim, this is a double muskim. An oral is also Leroy's bazore because he's mous. So every tumtum is mous. So why do you need a new limud on tumtum? That's the discussion. The yeshloima, the tumtum, kiven the loy efshe lomu, loy mous. So Tosfos says, Ashtik Teire, that Tumtum is not Mos, because it's like Efshalay Limo. The Mos is only a person who's Efshalay Limo. So Al Koponim, we see from Tosfos, Amoyer Dikezach. So let's talk about an Oru, so the Oru. An Oru is Potom in Ariyah. That's not how Tumtum is a Posuk Schucha. An oral is potum in a ri. So what kind of an oral are we speaking about? So it comes out according to the Steretz. Not an oral shemesu achiv machmas mila. We hear in the beginning of the Perik, Rashi and Toises, it says oral by Truman, that we're speaking about an oral from Meis Ochim Machmas Mila. We had a Gemara, Ma'ala Oro Sheken Libe La Shemayim. So we were learning by Pesach, and we're speaking about an oral that was an onus in the mila. And I've picked it. Yes, I didn't oral. Taisus was mavayer. Since it's a mitzvah mila, yes, a shame oral. Even though the proteus, there's no mitzvah in him to be mal himself. But now Taisus in this first teretz is saying a moire dike shtik teire. But the reason why an oral is potter from B.S. Migdosh, that has nothing to do with these arelim of Trume and Korban Pesach. An oral is also B.S. Migdosh because he's most, in most means because he could be mal himself and he's not mal himself. That is called most. So Memele, a tumtum, who cannot be mal himself, so I would think a tumtum is mutter. So it's a new din. Not a oral, it's a chucha. It's a new din of schucha. But an oral taka that's meisa ochi machmas mila, according to the first targets of Toysvist, he's a chachai beria. He's not mos. And it's not nismai from schucha. He's chayiv beria. That's lechayr according to the first targets of Toysvist. Now that's what seemed from the Yashra Shaki. Inami ochi perusha. Hosom mishum demois, v'choshiv hosom l'rabekiva oral kitomei. No, not with going that the Gemara is falling off, that the Makshin Zicha held, that Makshin Arove Zicha held, that the Psul oral by Riyas, according to Rabbi Kiva, were oral ketome. No. Hosam mishum de mois. Bechoshev hosam Rabbi Kiva oral ketome. Avlo rabon oloi. Rabon nitzres chucho le miyutei tumtum. So lachere, Tosfos second teretz needs an explanation. That means like this. Tosfos had a problem. If an oral is also beriye, so I need a new miyut and tumtum. So Tosfos said, no. An oral is only also beriye according to Rabbi Kiva. The oral ketome. And the Gemara in Chagiga that says you were memaye tumtum from Schucha, that's according to the Chachomim. That an oral is mutan, a tumtum is also. But now we have to understand, according to Rabbi Kiva, why is an oral, what is pshat in the Gemara? The Gemara, we learned the Gemara, Rabbi Chaim explained the Gemara beautifully. That the reason why a tomei is also bebias mikdish is because he's metame the machne. And Rabbi Yosef said, if an oral is not permitted, according to Rabbi Kiva, because oral ketomei, so also has to be metame the machnes. You see, an oral is metame. That was the raya that Rabbi Yosef brought keneged Rove. So what did Rove answer? No. An oral is take, not metame. You're wrong, Rabbi Yosef. I feel according to Rabbi Kiva. Why, according to Rabbi Kiva, is oral ketomei by Riyah? Because he's Mos. That's what Taisus says, Pshat in the Gemara. So we're making a kugel over here. We have to understand how this kugel works. We're saying, according to the Chachomim, if you don't say oral ketomei, so an oral is allowed to go into the Beis Hamikdash. According to Rabbi Kiva, only according to Rabbi Kiva is oral ketomei, then an oral is not permitted to go into the Beis Hamikdash. But not because an oral is metame, but because an oral is mos. So what does it have to oral ketame? So lechaira, I think, pshat and taisvis is as follows. That just like there's a hekish, oral ketome, that the dinim that apply by a tome apply by an oral. And a tome is metame the machne. An oral is memayis the machne. Could be if you bring a dove or mouse in the mikdash, it's memayis the machne. That's what he means to say. It's like a oral ketome, and it does something. The reason a tome is not permitted to go in because he does something to the machne. So an oral is memayis the machne. You bring a dove or mouse and a mokim kodesh, or it's memayis the mokim. But not that it's metame b'mage. I think that is pshat and taisvus. Let us go further. Va'ozdu l'tamayu. We heard over here a machloikes, Rabbi Yehud and the Tanekame, if an androgynous or an ishe is permitted to be Mekadesh. Rabbi Yehuda holds she's not permitted, and the Tanakam holds she is permitted. So the Gemara says, Va'ozdu l'tamayu, the sign we learned in Abaraisa. Hakel k'sheirim l'kadesh, chutz mi'cheresh shoyte v'kotn. So the Hakel comes to be marbe, afilu an ishe. Rabbi Yehuda marshir b'kotn, upoisel b'ishe. Rabbi Yehuda is marshir b'kotn, upoisel b'ishe. Ubandroikenes. So that's a machloikis. If by kiddush, if according to the Tanakame, an ishe is kosher, and a kotn is posel. According to Rabbi Yehuda, a cotton is kosher and an isha is posel. My time at the Rabbono. Now, what is the time of the Rabbono? Tersiv velokhu latomei me'afer sreifer sachatos. By a sifis, eifer pore, it says, va'osaf ish toer es eifer apore, by nichoi, then it says that he's miniach da eifer pore. By a sifis, eifer pore, that's the lotion, va'osaf ish toer, so the Gemara darshins, let's just give a shtikal akdomas to understand a little bit what's how the droshes go. The parshas, the halachas of Maisa Pore are consecutive. One after the other, Shrita Sapore and the Sreifa Sapore. All things are consecutive one after the other. So therefore, if the second avoida, or if the third avoida, would have the same aloche like the previous one, so the Torah would be able to be soisim and not be mefaret. And if the Torah is mefaret something, let's say by the third avoida, so our kocher is coming to tell us that it's not like the second, because if it's exactly like the second, so why mefaret? It says, Va'osaf ish toher. So the Gemara darshins, ish lahachsheres hazor. The previous avoida was with a koyin. Now, if you still need a koyin, Va'osaf, he's Va'osaf as Eifer HaPorah. This person is Oisef Eifer HaPorah. Why do you say ish? We're talking about a koyin. We're also talking about an ish. So ish means any ish. Not even a koyin. Azor is also good. So ish comes to be marba azor. Toher, it seems we know toher from the chatas koyer. We know toher. So what's coming tell me toher? I know it has to be toher. So toher is marba and ishe. Vehiniach, we see in Taisvis, Reiniach is a bardas, prat lechere shayte bekot. So memele, so this is, well, when we'll come to Tysus, we'll try to explain it a little better. But al kaponim, so by asifas eifer hapore, we know now that by asifa we know azor is kosher, from ish, and isha is kosher, and a cotton, and the cher shayte of a cotton is possible. That's what we know. Now, right afterwards, after the asifa, it says, velokru la tome me afas shayte sachatos. They should take, after you made the asifa, the next consecutive pu'ula is, v'lokru la'tome me'at, you should take this eifa, me'afar sreifa sachatos. So the Gemara says, hanoch de posli ba'asifa psulin bekiddish. Hanoch de ksheirin ba'asifa ksheirin bekiddish. That means, when it said v'lokru, it didn't say anything. It didn't say who, what, when, where. It just said they should take. So who's the they? Those who made the asifa should make now the kiddush. So now, who makes the asifa? The asifa we know, Anisha can make the asifa, Azor can make the asifa, and Akotin cannot make the asifa. That I know. So memele. So by kiddush is also the same thing. Hakel ksheirim lekadesh, chutz micher shoyte v'kotin. Because the lokru is a hamshoche, that means the lokru was going on the previous avodah of asifa. So those who made the asifa should make the kiddush. So memela hakol ksheirim, including anisha, besides the cher shoyte v'kotin. That's it. My time at the rabbono. Tersi v'lokru la tome mi'afas reifas achatos. Hanach the posli basife, psulim bekiddush. Hanach the ksheirim basife, ksheirim bekiddush. Rabbi Yehuda Omar Loch, im kein neime kro velokach. Rabbi Yehuda said, amirudi kekashe. You're saying it's the same. So he says, alesha amirudi kekashe. It says, v'osaf ish tohoir, sefer apore. And then when it speaks about Kiddush, it says, v'lokichu. So, if it's the same, so if we're talking about the same one who made asifa should make Kiddush, so why do you say v'lokichu? It should say v'loka. That's Rabbi Yehuda's kasha. Neimekro v'lokach, my v'lokichu. So lokru, that not, so it's coming to be Moisef. It's coming to be Moisef, afilu, one who's not permitted to make asifa, he's permitted to make kiddush. Mai velokru, afilu hanach de psulim osom, ksheirim hoche. Now what does that mean? So we'll see that even a cotton is good. A cotton, this comes to be marba cotton. I hochi ishanami. So velokru, marba, afilu those who are possible by Yasif, are kosher by Kiddush. So we said, who's possible by Yasif? A cheshet of a cotton. Anisha is kosher. Anisha is kosher. So fakat, so v'lokru v'marbe cotton. So Anisha should also be kosher. Fakat, v'lokru v'marbe. So if we're marbe, so fakat, cotton also. But, Ihochi isha nami, because an isha is kosher by a sif, we don't ever meet. V'nosan v'loi v'nosno. But v'nosan is a meet. V'nosan v'loi v'nosno. So memele, so we have a meet. So we have here a ribui on cotton, and a meet on isha. And Rabbi Yehuda accomplished this from the v'lokru and the v'nosan. The rabbono. So the Gemara says, according to the Rabbonon, no, he has a good kasha. It said v'osa. Why didn't it say v'lokach? Rabbonon iksi v'lokach v'nosa havamine shokol chad v'yoiv chad. If it would say v'lokach v'nosa, I would think that you need one person. There's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Let's just find like Tosfos. Rashi and Yuma says like Tosfos by us. a shokol chad v'nos, I would think, I mean, a shokol chad v'yoiv chad, I would think that the same one, v'lokach v'nos on the same one that put in the eifah, the same one has to make the nesina samay. Gosav achmon v'lokhu. Again, you don't need the same one, because two can make the lakichas eifah, and one can put the mayim. So see, it doesn't have to be the same one. That's how Tosfos learns. The I, because of Rachmon v'lokhu v'nosnu, avamine de shokli trei v'yov itrei. Is bekitzer, so we have here that Rav Yehuda made a diuk from the v'lokru v'nosan, and from the v'lokru he was marba cotton, and from v'nosan he was mamayet anishe, and the Rabbanon hold it's the same, fakert, kiddush, and nasif is the same thing, and the v'lokru v'nosan you need for another limud that, v'lo lokru trei, shokli trei, v'yoiv chad. That's about kaponim. Now we know pshat, why Rabbi Yehuda holds anishe is posel, why the chum holds anishe is kosh. That's the end of that. Let us see Rashi. Va'ozdu letamayu, Rab Yehuda v'rabonon dif, lukeel bandroigenes, so they go l'shitos. Hakol ksheirim, kol atahirim ksheirim, kol atahirim, ksheirim lakadish mechatos, afilu isha, that's what the Tanakamos, avil or v'tomei loirobi, no, because we see before that a tumtum is no good. Or v'tomei loirobi. V'lokhu latome, bosa asifes afro ksiv ach avoide de kiddish. Right after the asifes aifa, it says the avoide of kiddish. Vein avoide mavsekes bintayim. So that means that this, the posik of kiddish is going on those who make the asifa. So the rabbonon hold, Hanoch de psulim ba'asife psulim lekiddish, v'hosom darshinon, v'osav ish. So now Rashi says something which is a shrek. But so Rashi wants to explain how do you know that by asife a cotton is posel and an ish is kosher. Because we just say now that by kiddush, the same halachas apply according to the rabbon. V'hosam darshinen v'osav ish v'loy cotton, with memayit cotton from ish, toher lahakser ese ishe. And toher comes lahakser ese ishe, v'leko lemidrish ipche ish v'loy isha, how do you know it's darshin fakert? Toyer b'afilu cotton. Let's be marbe from toyra cotton, and let's be and let's be v'mayit isha. V'lo ish v'lo isha. Oma b'peirik toref b'kalfi kol aparsha kule mashme moitz miad mashme v'al kolchoch sugye de parsha she ochi isa hosam. Now, this Rashi is schrecklich schwer, and it's verkehrt from the Gemara, and the whole Hemshech in Rashi doesn't, the Tzisrei Teire. So I'd like to look for a few minutes, the Marshal brings down what Rashi, Mstama should have said. Now I understand the words of Rashi, but he says, what Rashi says of here is, ain't the medui. So let us just see the Marshal, to understand what Rashi really should have said, or Rashi says in Yume. The Mashal and Chochma Shloimim This is Daf Yudah Mit Beis, Bedafei Marshal, underneath the Marsho. This is the last Marshal. Anach the Psalm Masif Asafra, Psalm Masugi, the Parsha Sahori, Kein Tzorech Loim. So now the Marshal will explain what really Rashi should have said. Omar Ule, Kol ha-parsha kuloi, the whole parsha of Poreh, mashma moitzi miyad mashma, u-mashma memele. That means the parsha of Poreh, in some cases, he said, there's avoidis. So sometimes the mashmois from the second avoide is moitzi the mashmois from the first avoide. And sometimes, umashme memela, sometimes it doesn't say anything, so we assume that the mashmois of the first avoide applies to the second avoide also. Vizel loshin Rashi. Mashme moitzi miyad mashme umashme memela. Kshetetagdek bo. When you'll be medagdek in this parsha, Einoch yochel lahashvois shites a parsha b'shove. You cannot make that the parsha is consistent. She kol mikroise shovim ze im ze. That all the psukim are similar. El yesh behem shemashmo mikro ze moitzi miklal mashmo mikro shelofono. Some of the avoides, the mashmois in this avoide says that the mashmois of the previous avoide does not apply here. Mashe posel ze, what the first one passed, hichshel ze, ei mashe hichshel ze, posel ze. V'yesh bo mikrois, mashmois, shemiskaimen memeilu mashmusoi, shemashmoimet bimkoimoi. That means in this other psukim, that the new avoide does not mention anything, so we can assume that the previous halachas apply by this avoide. The einoi moitzi mechlal chaveira, and therefore it's not moitzi the protim, the halachas of the previous avoide. Lefisi duron, in the way it's mesuda, yesh locho lohovin, Mahu amoitzi miklal chaveiroi. When is it moitzi miklal chaveiroi? Umi mashme memele. And which one is the memele? We assume that the previous mashmois applies by this avoida also. V'achshav doyrish v'oilech haskula. Now the Gemara is going to start dashing the whole parsha. Besu darshinem bigmore. Now Rashi, and this is all Rashi and Yume. This is a Gemara. Ba'osav ish toyer, now we know the droshes, ba'osav ish toyer as eifer apore, ve'hiniyach, michutz lamach namokim toyer. That's the speaking about a sefer. Ish lahachshir as hazor. Toyer lahachshir as ha'ishe, ve'hiniyach lohitzi as ha'kotn. U'peirish Rashi, Rashi explains, how did we get all this? Ish lahachshir as hazor, mishum del'el minei airi, Bekoyin, kosov hoche ish. Before we were talking about a koyin, and all of a sudden it says, ba'osav ish. So why does it say ish? If the koyin has to be here also, so ba'osav, let him be ma'aseh. Kosov hoche ish, la'achshir es hazor. No, a full another man is also good. You don't need the koyin. Because of Osaf as Eifer Apor, if would say for Osaf, he should be Maaser. Ava mina koin koi. It's going to, who should be Maaser? Vilel? Mine Ayri Bekoin. Sivoche Ish, Lohitzi. No, you don't need a koin. Azor is also good. Vesugar Sino, now later in the end of the parsha, it says, Velokach Ezoiv, Vitovo Bamaim Ishtoyo. The end of the parsha. Now, let us just hold cheshbon. That means it says hazoye after kiddush. So now, according to the chachomim, kiddush is kosher beisha, posel bekotn. That's what they hold, because they hold kiddush and nasiv have the same aloche. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, kiddush is posel be'ish and kosher be'kotn. That's the machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Now we have the next parsha of Azoye. So it says as follows, V'lokach Ezoy, V'tovo b'mayim ishtoyer. Here it says ishtoyer. Here it starts being mefarim. is la rabbonon, according to the rabbonon, that a sifa is kosher beisha. And here it says ish. By hazoya it says ish. Why is it saying ish? To tell me not ish. So it's mashme moitzi miyad mashme. That means asifa, we said, is kosher be'isha, because asifa and kiddush have the same din. So now it says ish, v'lo isha. Now it says toher, lahashir es ha-koton. So now the toher comes to be ma'be-koton, because by kiddush, a koton was nismayit, just like a koton is nismayit by asifa. Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's benahapachu, it's pungfakel. According to Rabbi Yehuda, an isha is posel by kiddush in a cotton is kosher. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, ish v'loy cotton. Toi lach she's a isha. Operish Rashi v'lokach ezei. Tichsiv ba'azos meimel, v'hi avoyde shachar kiddush. V'nkei le rabbonon domri kiddush nas ba'oysi shel asif, according to the rabbonon. The kiddush and asif have the same aloch, basif eksiv ish toyer dahainu zor v'ishe k'teberashtila, according to the rabbonon, that by kiddush and asif, so we learned out from ish toyer, we learned out that azor is kosher, and the cotton is posel, and an isha is kosher. Akochach ish toyachoch elav lach shurei zor ve'isha ulemifsel cotton. Levi mashme memele. If you say that the mashmois of fria of the previous parsha goes here also, is lishte kromine velikter velokar eze v'tovol b'mayim v'hiza v'no yedane du delel minekoi. Because we know a medrash ish v'lo isha akochach mashme zemoytzi miyad mashme toher lahachshir koton the posli b'kiddush. Ula Rabbi Yehuda da Omar Isha Psula Bekiddish Vekotten Kosher Osai Lamei Mifre Ish Veloi Kotten Toil Laharsher Isha Da Kocher Lek Lamei Medamash Memele De Kelishtik Minei Ad Kan Loshen Rashi Lashom Veloi Digdek Kan Yofer Rashi Botan The Rashi will be very schwer. But Al Koponim, that's how the Marshal says Pshat Na Rashi Fakel So Rashi. We know Rashi just said over here, the way the Mashal says, Pshat, that's a kertat. Now we know how the whole, how all the droshes go. Imkei, so he said, Ahu dahu asife nokat legabi mikadish. So Rabbi Yehuda said, if the asife is the same, in Kain Dohuda Asifa Nokel Lagabi Mekadish, if Mekadish is the same like Asifa, is Likach Velokach Latome, Keich Dersiv Basifa, Vosav Loshen Yochit. So Kocher, it's coming to tell us, Velokhu, Afilahanach the Psulim, Osom, are here kosher, Kegoin Kotel. The Shokol Chad, so Rashi Shibshat, Afro, V'yoiv Chad Mayim. Not we said like Toysvis that one does everything. That Havamina would be that it should be done with two different people. Let us see Toysvis. Now Toysvis says, Chutz Mechere Shoyte V'Kotten, Perish HaKundes Lashine V'Osav Ish V'Loi Kotten, V'Yav Shaloi Mekain, there's no such drashta, B'Perik Torf B'Kalfi, Dorish bedye ish lach shezo, toy lach sherisha, veinich mishesh boidas, lanich prat lacher shayte vekotten. So the Marshal Emerson, said Rashi is not medugdek, but this ish v'loy kotten is going on hazoye, not on asife. Even though that's not the loshon of Rashi, but al koponim, that's what the Marshal says. Agav uche, that what we are, Mimayit, Chereshoite Vekotten Vehiniach, so the Goin and Aderes Aliyo says that the whole Vehiniach is Miyuter. It could have said, Vosaf Ish Toir, El Michutz Lamachne. Why do you say the osav ishtoy vehiniach michutz lamachnus? So the niach is miyuta, or bol lelamed shetzorich kavone, that you need a bash, dahainu sheyesh loidas. Abacher sheyte vekotten poso, basif esaifa. So the viniach is miyuta. So for that's what the viniach, I know that means that you have to be kavone lohoniach. Because the Shinida Bar Das. The Netziv says, and the Sefri says, a different shot, V'iniach sheyesh beidas lohoniach shlo yispazer v'lo yiposel. That means you should make a good hanoche. Shinida Bar Das to make a good hanoche. That's what Mamay Tcheresheit to be cotton. Hanoch de psulim osom ksheirim hocha. Rab Yehuda holds verkehrt. It says v'lokru v'nosan some emele u'marsher some emele v'lokru is mar bekotten marsher tvei bekotten mishim da'osi l'chlalish acheresh v'tshayt will never be b'chlalish the shokol chad v'yoyv chad perish oisei shenois nevi b'seich meichat usumatz me ye'erev hamayim v'yifayachat v'nosan v'loy v'nosno he will mamayit ish k'o yiseira kadorish. Now the whole vinosan is miyuta. I don't understand how it's miyuta. The pasuk says v'lokru latome me'afas reifas achatas v'nosan olav ma'im chaim al keli. I don't know why it's miyuta. Tosfos and Yuma says a different pshatn ganzen. How it's coming l'miyuta. Verkehrt, Rabbi Yehuda holds, the locus coming to be marbe. Now it says, v'nosan, so why says, v'nosan is coming to be miyute. But here, Taisa says, a psanu mahalach, that it's miyute, it's very unclear why it is miyute. Let's go further. V'hizo ha-tohor ala tome. By hazoye, it says, v'hizo ha-tohor ala tome, tohor, Michlau shohu tomei limed al tvuyoim shekosha bepor. So from the word hatoil, here we learn out that a tvuyoim is kosha bepor. Let us see Rashi. Hatoir, what does hatoir mean? Shetiharti lecho kan. So Rashi says, you know what hatoir means? He's here toir. That is all over toir. He's here toir. Shetiharti lechokka, he's a here, he's a toyo. Mechlau shehu tomei ledovaracha. For something else he's tomei, but for here he's toyo. Kigoin tvuyoin, shetomei letrume. So he's, for here he's toyo, and he's tomei letrume. This alkedai toch toyo mamish, if it means a toyo mamish, lishte kromine, vano yedane, the tomei also bepor, the chattis ko yerachmon, it's a chattis. Elamai toher. So can't come to tell us that you need a toher. Because, I know you need a toher. Because the chat is called Yerachmone. So toher is coming to tell us a toher kodahu. That was partially nitar. Not a complete toher. Ashkent vulyoim de mikri toher de si verochatz ba maim v'toher. So we see before Herav Shemesh, he's also called a toher. He's a partial toher. So we learn from v'hat toher that a tvulyoim is kosher b'por. Let us see Taisvus. Limid al tvulyoim she kosher b'por. V'imtayma Mehechi teisik adaite livso. Where would I think that a tvuyoim should be posel? The imishum chatos ko yerachmone. That's what Rashi said. Rashi said chatos ko yerachmone. So I know you need a toyer. So that's need a psaribri over here that a toyer called do. Holeidomi hazol shara voide. Shrei hazor kosher bo. Hazoy is not an avoide. Chattis koyer achmone is the avoide sapore. So all the avoidus to make a fapore, that's chattis kayachma. We're talking about hazoya. We're not speaking about, we're finished already. We have mechatos. Now we're speaking about the tare process, how you maze an atome. So this is not a chattis. So why do you need bulchal a ribui an a tvuyoy? It says, v'hiniach, by Yasif, it says, v'hiniach, b'mokim toyer. So it seems there's a new din. You need tare by Eifer Pore. So als that in, I would think, so you need, als that in, I would think, you need, not I would think, I wouldn't, so you need tare. So therefore, without toyer, I would also know you need toyer, because v'nich b'mokim toyer. So why does it say, v'hiza ha-toyer? So it's coming to tell us, you don't need a toyer legamri. Afilu, a toyer kodu is also good. Tvuyem is also good. How do we know the Maisa Tvuyim is also is mutter in all the avodas of Pore? That it says in the pasuk that Hazoas Tvuyim is kosher. So how do you know lahachshel tvuyoyim b'shar avoydes? The pochinen ma lahazo shekein zo koshabo. This is, hazo is a number, is something else in ganzen. Hazo, the hazo is not an avoyde. By zo, hazo is koshabo. So how do you know something that needs kohune that a tvuyoyim is also kosher? V'yeshloima. Bafilo hochi, given the iker tare bahazorosye, the iker tare comes through the hazor, ba'arche bo rachmone tvuyoyim, is koshkein b'shar avoides. That fakert, that means if we learn that from the posik, v'nichei b'mokim toyer, fakert, that's not mitzad avoide. That's mitzad, that's the din tare that we need by Yezoy is paket, because since it's a metare needs tare. So memele, misvore, at vuyoim should be zicher no good by Yezoy. In the Arshebo Rachmonet Vuyoyim, even though you need Tare, is Koshkein B'Shar Avoides. Vim Taima, the Eima Le Rabbeis Mechusa Kippurim Sheheriv Shimshoy Le Mechse Ela Kapora Lechut Avot Vuyoyim Loi. So Taisis asks Akasha as follows. That means, it says in the Pasuk, that a toil, that's true. We figured it out. Toil does not mean to tell me that toil, the toil legamri, that I would know without toil. So toil says you need a mikzas toil. Now, there's two mikzas toil. There's a tvuyoyim, before Erev Shemesh. There's a machusa kipurim, after Erev Shemesh. So which is a bigger chiddush that it's good? A tvuyoyim before Erev Shemesh. Machusa Kippurim after Erev Shemesh is on Yosef Bekotchim. So Taisvis asks, so all it says in this pasuk that a mikzas toher is good. So a mikzas toher, so maybe it means Machusa Kippurim. How do you know that a tvuyoyim is good? Dachsimi, the Rashba wants to emphasize this kasha, v'toyo means after the first taro process occurred. That's the taich ha-toyo. He went to the first stage of tare. That means there's three stages. There's tvile, there's herev shemesh, and then there's havos ha-kobim. These are by Mechusa Kippurim. So there are three stages of Tare. Vehiza HaToyer means, that's how the Rashba wants to learn for Taisus Kashe. Vehiza HaToyer means, is Koshe Bazo after the first Tare process occurred. That means right after Tvile. You don't need, that's the first Tare process. So right after Tvile, is Koshe. You see it for Yem is Koshe. That's the Rashba step. So let's see what the Rish says. Omari de muk mekro betume dechsive bahai parsha. We it's toher from the tume that says in this parsha, going tumes meis, vayshayich kapore. So it means that he's toher from the tume that it says in this parsha. In this parsha, there's no mechusa kippurim. And it's a mitzvah tare from the tume in this parsha. So mitzvah tare from the tume in this parsha is that vuyah. The man, the marsher, mechusa kaporem, kesova tume dechola teire kule. The bechol tvu yoy marsher afilu mechusa kaporem. Uman de posel kesova tume doise parsha heine tvu yoy de meis. Toloi boy kapor, avu de zova mitzore biledes afilu erev shimshoi. The Gemara in Zvochim is clawing a shayla. What is the din? We're talking about Eifa Pora, about Azoyas Mechatos. The Gemara clawing a shayla, a tvu yoim that is a Mechusa Kippurim also. That means he has two strikes against him. He's a Zov. A metzoyre. He's a tvul yoim. He needs a rev shemesh, and he also needs a kol. The Gemara clears a shayla, is this good, or is this no good? You need dafka a tvul yoim. There's only one strike against him. But after a rev shemesh will be toyer. Is the Gemara clears a shayla in Zvochim, if a tvul yoim that is a machusa kippurim also is good or no good? So there's a machlekes. Now, let's go backwards. One man, the Yoma, says, a tvul yoim that's a machusa kippurim is no good. Because that means only a tvul yoim, that means a tvul yoim of zov is no good. Only a tvul yoim of tumesheretz is good. A tvul yoim of zov is no good. Why? So he says, man, the apostle, ksava tumed da'isa parshe. That you need is to be toyer from the tumah of this parsha. Now the parsha's chukas is not speaking about a mechusa kippurim. The whole tome, what the parsha is speaking about tumas meis. So he has to be toyer from this parsha. He has to be toyer from this parsha. A tumah from this parsha. So according to him, so fakert. Only a toher from this parsha could be maze. A mechusa kippurim b'chal can't be maze. Afilu after Erev Shemesh, because the pasuk says a toher from this parsha. This parsha, we're not speaking about a mechusa kippurim. So according to him. So Taisus asked the kasha, maybe the Torah speaking about only a mechusa kippurim. So Taisus says no. According to this man, the Yom, I need a toyer from this parsha. This parsha is not speaking about a mechusa kippurim. So memele kert only a toyer from a tumah that's not mechusa kippurim. But a mechusa kippurim for after Erev Shemesh is also no good because that's not the toyer from this parsha. There's another man, the Yom, there that says that a tvul yoim that is a mechusa kippurim is good. That means two strikes against him is good. But he says, toher, tume, toher, mi tume, dechola toire kule. He's toher from any tume, in every tume. Now, if you say he's toher from every tume, so it's also speaking about a toher from meis also. That's not only speaking about a mechusa kippurim. Tume, dechola toire kule. So according to him, a tvul yoim is also called a toher. So Mimanev Shechtaisvus means, according to both Mandiyomrim, al kaponim atvuyoim of atvuyoim zikha got. You don't need a machusa kippur. Let's just start the Gemara further. Boy mi neimer av sheishes. Oru mahu b'maisa. Is a oru permitted to eat maisa sheini? Ki heichi di yalef pesach mi maisa le'inyan aninus. Just like we learn out pesach for maisa sheini le'inyan aninus. An oinen is also maisa sheini. L'chalti boy ni mimenu. And we learn out Kolben Pesach for Meiser Sheini, that anointing is also also the Kolben Pesach. Is Yalef Nami Meiser Mi Pesach, so we learn out Meiser Sheini from Pesach also Linyan Olis. That just like an Ol is possible by Pesach, is possible by Meiser Sheini. Oy Dilme Chomor Mikal Yalef. Kal michamu lo yalef. Atzushtel. Pesach you learn out from Maisa Sheini because that's chamu mikal. That the chamu zich has to have all the chumres that the kal has. So memele, so therefore an oinen is also be Pesach. Aber kal michamu lo yafinon. To learn out from Maisa Sheini is to have the chumres of Pesach. Doesn't it? Because this is kal michamu. Let us see Rashi. Aninis gabi maisek siv. Lebe Pesach. Umine yalfinam. Zek taisvis. Kal michom olo yalav. Veim toima. Maimi boile. What's the shayla? Pshita dehechi neilev. Kal michom. How could you learn out maisek sheni from Pesach? Maisek sheni is kal. So from oral is also the Pesach. It's also maisek sheni. In this Nakudis Musub, how do you learn a Pesach Mimaisa? If you learn from Gzeire Shove Mimeno Mimeno, is Yalfina Nami Maisa Mi Pesach? Avagav Davi Kalma Choma. Oy be Kalvachoy Mi Yalef, oy be Gzeire Shove. Maybe you learn from a Kalvachoy, Mamadachanoinen is also Maisa Shenitz, Yicha also be Pesach. Inami Mesavkele, maybe he zichen knew that you learn after the Gzeire Shove, but the zicha pilche Pesach is more chomo than Maisa Sheini. Gzeire Shove mufne, yaini mufne, that's the sofik.